Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to, through you, thank the panelists for very interesting presentations today. Our comment in question is broadly along the lines of what has been just mentioned by the delegation of Japan. We ask this question because all the panelists in some form or the other, except for one or two, study military strategy and probably are in touch with military organizations, so they are well placed to respond to this. The picture that appears, that emerges, is that weapon systems with a large measure of autonomy, not necessarily fully autonomous, are extremely useful if they are in a military environment in which the state already dominates. The moment there is introduction of an opponent with even a little measure of autonomy, and that is relative to the scale, then the military utility of lethal autonomous weapons, if they were to be developed, or even with large measures of autonomy, military utility declines dramatically in terms of reliability as a military instrument. If this is indeed the case, while we've heard strong voices for control of lethal autonomous weapons from the legal and the humanitarian side, why is it that the military voice is so silent on this?